Over the years, Algerian-born French pianist Marshall Solal played with jazz luminaries, including Sidney Bechet, Don Byas, Stan Getz, and Lee Konitz. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Solal is particularly esteemed for his solo playing. Here's his review of a concert recording made last November.
When Marshall Solal plays a tune he's performed many, many times, like Body and Soul, he doesn't have a more or less set version to use as a starting point. He improvises from scratch, aiming to make it new every time. That's how it goes on his solo recital, My One and Only Love. Solal begins the evergreen, All the Things You Are, like it's a blank canvas, reducing the melody to a bare outline. Marshall Solal's improvising is often playful or unpredictable. Sometimes he'll bend the form of a tune with an unscheduled interlude. In jocular moments, he's described jazz as a music of deliberate wrong notes and mistakes. There's a trace of keyboard comic Victor Borge in him, as well as jazz wizards Earl Hines and Errol Garner. On this 2017 concert, Marshall Solal reharmonizes one very familiar French tune he claims never to have played before. Solal's music isn't usually so dense. More often, the texture thins out. His left hand grunts a minimal bass line, while his right hand takes flight or burrows under the surface. When he puts the serious improvising and playful attitude together, digging into a melody and teasing the beat, he can pull you along like a great storyteller. This is A Night in Tunisia. I'd listened to Marshall Solal's My One and Only Love a couple of times before realizing he'd recorded it shortly after his 90th birthday. A generation ago, working jazz musicians over age 85 were a wonderment. Now they're almost commonplace. It got me thinking about how these elders keep going to play like that. But of course, it's the other way around. They play to keep going. The spontaneous invention and the discipline behind it are what keep their minds and fingers nimble.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed My One and Only Love by pianist Marshall Solal on the Intuition label.